Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Radio.com Sports NBA Insider Rick Bucher now joining us. Rick, how you doing?
I'm doing relatively well. I'm coming to you from Northern California, so we not only have a pandemic, we have forest fires. I'm wondering what's going to happen.
Yeah, I was going to say, holy mackerel, now you just need plague and pestilence, and you've got everything pretty much covered biblically, I guess, unfortunately.
I'll tell you what, if I see a locust, I'm just going to find a boat and head out to sea.
Well, if you find a boat, you're going to probably have 2x2s when it comes to animals on it, so at that point, because then you're going to know.
There you go.
Hey, Rick, the Bucks, they got beat, and I'm going to say somewhat humiliated in Game 1 by the Magic. Since then, they've had some dominating performances out of Giannis. The question that I had, Middleton finally stepped it up in the fourth quarter of yesterday's ball game, but he's been averaging 11 points to this point. Does Giannis have to have a Robin to his Batman? We've seen Magic and obviously Kareem and Mikhail and Bird and Scotty and Michael. Does he have to have a Robin to his Batman?
I don't know that it has to be a specific player. I feel as if we saw with the Toronto Raptors last year that it wasn't one particular guy after Kawhi Leonard. Obviously, Kawhi carried a lot of weight, but you saw Fred VanVleet step up at times. You saw Kyle Lowry step up at times. I think the difficulty is it is a more difficult formula when you are looking to different guys to step up in different situations, and you have to have guys that are capable of doing that, and you don't really know until you put them under that pressure. So it's much simpler if it's, you know, your first option, your second option. So I'm not going to put it all on Middleton. Eric Bledsoe has that capability. There are other guys that at various times have that capability. It's the team's ability to recognize that option or the matchup that's going to work best in a given situation, and then everybody playing their role off of that. And that's where it becomes really difficult and it becomes a challenge. But no, it doesn't – to say that Middleton has to average a certain amount and that's going to be the difference, to me the big difference is defense has been sorely lacking in general in the bubble, and that has been a calling card for the Milwaukee Bucks. And that's where I've seen them – very out of character, certainly in that game one, and even now at times not playing with the same acuity there. And their ability to get back to that, to me, is going to be the biggest difference maker in terms of whether they make it to the finals.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, when you say that, Giannis's words last night were, "We found our identity," and then he talked about the defense. And as much as we talk about team's identity, it's usually about the offense and who's scoring and what they're doing to manipulate the ball for it to become open shots and open looks. But for the Bucks, I really believe that their defense sets up a lot of their offense.
Oh, 100%. Because if you can make the Bucks play a half-court game, they are completely different than if they are getting stops and they're able to run out. I mean, still at this point in Giannis's career, it's he's in that early LeBron mode of, if he's in transition, man, you hope to build a wall and really all you want to do is stop the break and force the Bucks to run something. and then you have a chance. If you're trying to stop them in transition, that's where they just become lethal. But it's really difficult to get transition buckets if you're taking the ball out of the basket and having to inbound it. Your chances of getting transition buckets changes dramatically.
We know that Orlando shot the ball extremely well, obviously, in that first contest, and Vucevic was so good, and they've really kind of tried to at least limit him, to slow him down, and then everybody else has just not been able to get the job done, and the Bucks have played much better defense. So coming up in this next round, should the Bucks get that fourth win, the Miami Heat have played the Bucks tough. They beat them 2 out of 3 this year. They seem to be a little bit of a matchup nightmare for them. What do you foresee in that contest?
Boy, that is going to be an interesting contest because they have, you know, right now for me, the reason that Miami did what they did against Indiana, a lot of people talk about Jimmy Butler and certainly Duncan Robinson and Tyler Herro and a number of their guys are shooting the ball well from the perimeter. But for me, the difference was Bam Adebayo. Simply was unstoppable inside, completely outplayed Miles Turner. And that's no slight to Miles Turner. It's just how good Bam Adebayo is. And if I was going to get a guy to make things difficult on Giannis, I can't think of a guy who's more athletically gifted and physically built to do that than Bam. So that's going to make things very interesting. Obviously, Orlando is very well coached. So are the Miami Heat. And that is what is going to make that it's going to be a fascinating series. I would be shocked if it does not go, at least 6-7 games, because I think it is a very, very tough matchup, and it's going to be, you know, it's going to be another. I know people are in a real hurry for Giannis to win a championship and the Bucks to win a championship, but I just, as much as the game has changed, there is no shortcut to experiencing everything. And going up against the Miami Heat is going to be another experience for Giannis. And, we'll see. It's going to be a matter of who dictates how the game is played. If Miami can make this a slower-paced half-court game, then the advantage goes to them. If Milwaukee can get stops and run out on Miami, then I think it goes the other direction. But I style of play is really going to determine who ends up coming out of that series.
Duncan, with Rick Bucher, our Radio.com Sports NBA Insider, brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Motor oil is made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil. The Bucks had not put back-to-back wins together until just now in the bubble, and they had not won back-to-back games since the end of February going into the beginning of March. While we all want to believe here in Milwaukee that suddenly this 6-7-8-9 game win streak that they've done a couple of times throughout the season is something that they're on the verge of, what makes us believe that the Bucks have shaken off a lot of the bad habits that it seemed to really kind of encompass them since they went into the bubble?
I'm going to go based on what we've seen from the majority of teams that we consider, or of practically every team that we've seen in that are championship contenders in the bubble. The Lakers were the same way. The Clippers were the same way. The Bucks, the only team that I think kind of got after it and really got dialed in quickly, who I consider still a title contender, are the Toronto Raptors. And I think it's simply because they're working. They went down early. I think they know that their chemistry is going to have to make up for the difference. And so I'm seeing the Lakers come out of it. I expect the Clippers to come out of it now that that Luka gave, you know, set the alarm and they got their wake up call. That's my belief, is that they're not alone in the better teams who have, for whatever reason, not approach the bubble from the very beginning as like, let's get back to it and let's play our best basketball. And maybe some of that was just, it couldn't be helped because of the level that they were playing at and knowing that their seeds were essentially already determined. It was a matter of let's just get in shape. Let's get everybody kind of tuned up, and let's not worry about the kind of team basketball that we're playing right out of the gate.
Rick, always a pleasure to talk to you, man. I appreciate it so much. Thanks for joining us for a couple minutes, okay?
You've got it.
There you go. Rick Bucher, our Radio.com Sports NBA insider, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard, they treat you fair. 80-plus years they've been doing it. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. And our Radio.com Sports insiders brought to you by our friends at Pennzoil. Motor oils made from natural gas. The proof is in the Pennzoil.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.